Joining us right now in studio is Dr. Jeffrey Singer. He's not only a general surgeon, but he's also an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. Thank you for joining us here.
Happy to be here.
We just had Dr. Simpson on, who talked about what he felt was a lot of the positives that came out of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, as a doctor, as a surgeon, the types of things he's seeing. You come at this from a decidedly different point of view.
Yes, I do. I think there's very little positive you could say about Obamacare. First of all, there's this idea that you increase health care by putting the number of plastic cards in people's pockets.
Because they now have insurance, health insurance. They have an insurance card. Yeah. Therefore, everything's better.
And having a plastic card in your pocket is not the same thing as having health care. So we need to correct a few things. Since there are roughly 22 million people who have health insurance since the Affordable Care Act was passed, but around 6 million people lost their health insurance as a result. So we have a net increase of 16 million.
Okay.
Out of that, though, roughly 10 million are people who have health insurance because they got a job, because the economy has picked up. So that leaves about 6 million. And out of the 6 million, about two-thirds of them are in Medicaid. Now, having Medicaid is not necessarily a good thing. First of all, only about 44% of doctors in this country are taking Medicaid because of low reimbursements. Mm-hmm. And there have been numerous peer-reviewed studies done by university medical centers showing healthcare outcomes for Medicaid patients for a number of chronic diseases and cancer, et cetera, are actually worse than they are for people who don't have any insurance at all.
And, wow.
And that makes sense because sometimes I've even seen patients in my own practice, who've waited weeks to months to see a specialist that's necessary because there's so few. Whereas if you don't have insurance, you could just go in and pay cash.
Right.
So
This is rationing of health care we've heard before.
Right, yeah. Right. And then the other thing is the whole notion that getting people insurance coverage equates to getting health care, that's part of the problem. The reason insurance was designed by about a few hundred years ago as a market solution to a problem of uncertainty. It's supposed to deal with not unpredictable, catastrophic costs.
You're in a car accident.
Your house burns down, something like that.
Right.
So, but because it's a very long story that we don't have time for here, but because of our tax code and other policies, we've evolved to a situation now where we have this third party. And it doesn't matter whether the third party is the government, in the case of Medicare and Medicaid, or an insurance company. You have a third party wedged between virtually all transactions that have to do with healthcare, not just the catastrophic, unforeseen things, but everyday things. Uh-huh. So I myself have dealt with this. As a provider, I'm not negotiating a price with the consumer. I'm negotiating a price with a third party.
But, Doc, it doesn't matter if that's with Obamacare, if that's with Blue Cross Blue Shield,
right,
if that's with Aetna. My pushback on that, and I'd love to get your take on it. And, again, we're talking with Dr. Jerry Singer here.
Jeffrey
Singer, about Obamacare and the impact here in Arizona. I mean, what I hear from doctors a lot of times, and politicians too nonetheless, is you have more people who are insured. That's a good thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily a good thing. In fact, there is one good feature of Obamacare. We've heard that spending on healthcare has come down. Mm-hmm. There are two reasons for that. Number one, of course, we went through a very long recession and a very prolonged recovery, so that was influencing it. But in addition to this, the mandates on Obamacare insurance make insurance so expensive that in order for the insurance companies to design a product that isn't even more expensive, they have to come up with these extremely high deductibles with extremely narrow networks of providers to make it otherwise people will just walk away from it.
And so you've got a high cost, right, and low quality care?
Yeah, so just like President Clinton said, I think he said it's the craziest thing he's ever seen. In order to get more people with plastic cards in their pocket, what did he say? So many people busting it for about 60 hours a week, find their premiums have doubled, and their coverage is cut in half. And he says it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Well, he's exactly right. So I'm all for having high deductibles and high copays because then you're directly involved in the negotiation of the price, and you tend to be a much more frugal utilizer. That's a good thing. But to make you have to pay more to get less, that's the bad thing.
We're talking again to Dr. Jeffrey Singer. Dr. Singer, I'm curious as to your take on, because I acknowledge that the system before Obamacare also didn't work. When people used emergency rooms as their primary care, if they didn't have an ability to pay or whatever it might be, nobody thought that was a good plan, right? No one, you know, the most expensive way to deliver health care, we're doing it. And then we all, taxpayers or insurance payers, ended up paying that. Where do you find the balance?
Well,
how do we find a way? Because I don't want to pay for people who refuse to have health insurance any more than people who refuse to have car insurance. Why should I pay?
No, absolutely. And I'm not here trying to defend the status quo ante. I think that we needed reform in 2010, but not this kind of reform. Mm-hmm. By the way, that was used as an excuse. They say every time a person goes to the emergency room without insurance, we all end up paying for it. So they come up with a solution to basically make us pay for that guy to have insurance so that we don't pay for it, but we're paying for it anyway.
We're paying for it anyway.
But actually, there's a lot of interesting false information there. A number of studies have been done upon what's called uncompensated care. And the Congressional Budget Office, prior to 2010, had estimated that uncompensated care contributed to at the most 2% of all healthcare spending in this country, and probably contributed about 1.8% to health insurance premiums. Mm. So it was a very
not as big of a number as we've been led to believe.
Because some people actually pay the bills.
Yeah. Okay. You know? All right.
Fair enough. Dr. Singer, stick around for a little bit here. We're going to try to wrap this up a little bit as we try to make some sense of the madness that is Obamacare.